Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, signal over noise for people building real AI systems. Today's standout story is that the agent stack is moving closer to the machine boundary. We have local open-weight agents, full duplex voice models that can call tools while they talk, Docker putting coding agents in disposable sandboxes, and a clutch of new papers arguing for smaller, harder receipts instead of giant vibes-based judgments. The headline is not simply agents got smarter. It is that agents are getting places to run, senses to use, memories to inspect, and proofs that make their work contestable. Start with the ledger, because the freshest pattern today is infrastructure around action. Meta introduced Muse Glimmer, a 30 billion parameter open weight model aimed at always-on local agentic workloads. The interesting part is the word local. A local agent model changes the shape of the product. It can sit closer to private context, run with lower round-trip latency, and make assistant feel less like a remote endpoint and more like an operating surface on the device. Cloudflare also stepped into that operating surface story with AI Search, a search layer designed so agents can query private data. This is not just another retrieval feature. It says that agent search is becoming infrastructure, scoped, logged, and policy aware. If an agent is going to read company knowledge, customer history, or product state, teams need a search boundary they can understand and revoke. Retrieval without that boundary is just a faster way to leak the wrong thing. Then Docker introduced Docker sandboxes, disposable, isolated environments for coding agents. That is a very practical move. Coding agents need to run commands, install dependencies, execute tests, and sometimes touch hostile code. The safer pattern is not trust the model to be careful. It is give the model a clean room, capture the exit codes, then throw the room away. In other words, the best agent systems are starting to look like CI with a model attached, not a chatbot pretending to be CI. On model releases, the loudest signal came from voice-native agents. ByteDance Seed introduced Seed Realtime, described as a native audio-visual full-duplex language model that watches, listens, and speaks in one model. That matters because many so-called voice agents are stitched together from speech recognition, text reasoning, and speech synthesis. That pipeline works, but it feels turn-based. A native full-duplex model points toward continuous interaction. The agent can notice, respond, and adjust without waiting for a neat transcription boundary. NVIDIA's Nemotron Labs voice chat, 11B points in the same direction, with Mark Tech Post highlighting roughly 450 millisecond turn-taking and live tool calling. The latency number is useful, but the tool calling part is the real hinge. Voice becomes operational when the system can say, "I'm checking that," call the tool, and keep the conversational thread alive. For builders, this turns voice from a skin over chat into an agent runtime with timing constraints. Meta's Muse Glimmer gives the model lane its other half, open local agentic capability. Whether today's use case is coding, planning, or background assistance, the direction is clear. More model work is being optimized for agents that live near the user, not just for massive remote chats. That does not remove the need for cloud models, but it does create a new design space. Local perception, local context, and cloud escalation only when the task deserves it. The tooling lane is about control. Prime Agent from Prime Intellect is a self-improving reinforcement learning model agent for coding workflows and long-running autonomous tasks. The phrase self-improving deserves caution, but the mechanism is worth watching. The important change is that agent trajectories are becoming training material. Instead of handwriting another prompt, teams are collecting the path, what the agent tried, which tool calls failed, which tests passed, and how the final patch emerged. Hugging Face published a hands-on walkthrough on training a coding agent using the open code harness in remote Hugging Face sandboxes with TRL and OpenENV. That is a healthy sign. Agent training is moving from mysterious lab recipe toward reproducible developer workflow. The more that training examples are tied to actual sandboxes, tests, and harness outcomes, the less we have to rely on a model grading its own homework. Cloudflare AI search and Docker sandboxes belong in tooling as well as the ledger. Together, they sketch the runtime shape. One layer retrieves context under policy. Another layer executes work in disposable isolation. That combination is much more valuable than either alone. An agent that can retrieve safely but execute recklessly is still dangerous. An agent that can execute safely but retrieve unbounded secrets is also dangerous. The stack needs both rails. For trending repositories, I am keeping the list practical. Graphify turns code bases, docs, SQL schemas, configs, and PDFs into a queryable knowledge graph with deterministic AST parsing and explicit edges. It showed more than 100,000 stars in today's GitHub API sweep. The reason it matters is simple. Agents need structured code context. Vector search is useful, but code has relationships. Imports, schema references, configuration edges, and generated artifacts are not vibes. They are graph material. Headroom compresses tool outputs, logs, files, and retrieval chunks before they reach the model with library, proxy, and MCP server paths. It showed more than 65,000 stars in the sweep. This is the unglamorous part of agent reliability. Context budget management. Long-running agents do not only fail because they are unintelligent, they fail because the context window fills with unranked sludge. Compression, filtering, and summarization are becoming runtime obligations. Agent Reach gives agents command line access to search and read public web and social surfaces. It showed more than 70,000 stars. I read this as a signal that agent eyes are becoming a category. But every new eye needs provenance. If an agent reads from public networks, the output should carry the URL, timestamp, and confidence boundary. Otherwise, the system gains reach and loses accountability. Nexus Mem surfaced on Hacker News today is a smaller but notable watchlist item, a local context memory engine for coding agents. Memory has been a recurring theme all week, and today's reason is sharper. Memory is not decoration. It is where agents accumulate habits, preferences, project facts, and risk. If memory cannot be inspected, forked, pruned, or tested, it becomes a hidden prompt with a long fuse. The research lane gave us the best receipts of the day. Skillprox proposes self-evolving agent skills via proximal textual gradient descent. The phrase is dense, but the useful idea is approachable. Keep skills as lightweight text artifacts, then update them with a disciplined rule instead of letting every run scribble new lore into memory. That is exactly the sort of middle ground agent systems need. Niam AI proposes intent-bound agents with cryptographically verifiable guardrails using zero-knowledge proofs. I love this direction because it is not just ask another model if the first model behaved. It tries to prove that the agent's action stayed inside an authorized intent. That is the tiny verifier pattern. Define the claim, attach non-model evidence, and fail closed when the proof is missing. A paper on diagnosing tool selection reasoning with canary tools plants diagnostic probe tools inside MCP toolsets to expose why agents choose the wrong tool. That is delightfully concrete. If the agent picks a canary, the system learns something specific about the selection failure. It is a small tripwire for reasoning, not a grand leaderboard score. DDPO, or diff-in-diff policy optimization, trains coding agents with execution feedback from compilation and tests. Again, the reward is grounded. The agent does not get credit because its explanation sounds confident. It gets credit because code changed, tests ran, and measurable behavior improved. That is where coding agent training should keep moving. A few quick hits. Mark TechPost's open source lane was checked as a standing scout source, and today it pointed strongly toward voice native models and local agent infrastructure. That lane also reminded us that open source is no longer one category. It includes models, harnesses, tokenizers, memory substrates, and full applications. Hacker News surfaced discussion around agent auditing, time adds to agents, and swarm-style coding work. Treat those as weak signals, not finished markets. But weak signals are useful. They show where builders are starting to ask uncomfortable questions. Who is the audience when the reader is an agent? How do you audit work that was produced by an agent? And how do you coordinate more than one agent without creating a fog machine? Finally, today's quiet but important connective tissue is that none of these stories stands alone. Local models need memory. Memory needs inspection. Tool calling needs isolation. Search needs access control. Training needs execution feedback. The agent stack is not becoming one big magical model. It is becoming a system of small, boring, crucial boundaries. So the takeaway for builders is this: design the receipt before you design the demo. If an agent reads something, keep the source. If it runs something, keep the sandbox and exit code. If it remembers something, make the memory inspectable. If it claims authorization, prefer a proof over a promise. The next wave of useful agents will not win because they sound the most confident. They will win because their work can be replayed, bounded, and believed. That is Evie's morning AI brief for August 10th. Build carefully. Verify the little things, and I'll see you next time.